Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. So today we're going to talk about a big part of our lives, our journey with weight loss, health, confidence, body positivity.
It's a lot more than just weight loss. It's about pretty much who we are. And it's an entire 5-year journey we've been on. I mean, really our whole lives have been, personally, have been on this journey since I was about 8 years old. But
yeah, it's been my entire life. I've struggled
with that. It wasn't actually, I didn't actually lose any weight. Really, until about 5 years ago, and it kind of transformed everything. And I really do think that we wouldn't really be on the same journey that we're on without that.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've always wanted this podcast to be a lot about little pieces about our story and a lot about who we are and our friends. And that's why we share our friends and our family and our stories. And so it's a big one. People have been always, always asking questions, always intrigued about it. So we wanted to cover this one. It should be fun.
2019, we found out that your best friend was getting married. And that was your main motivation. I just felt like garbage. And I said, yeah, I need to lose weight too. So I decided that we'll do it together. Like, you were my motivation when we started losing weight. Because I knew.
I was just done.
I mean, at that point in my life, I was already starting symptoms.
Man, my cholesterol high. Starting.
I was pre-diabetic.
Sugars were high. We had 4 kids.
I was tired all the time. My body hurt all the time.
Yeah.
I was not in good shape.
And it gave me, I have to have something about me. I have to have a deadline, a goal.
Yeah.
For an ending.
Yeah.
That was my, I wanted to lose 50 pounds. That was my big goal was 50 pounds.
Yeah.
By her wedding. And then we started in 2019. We started doing keto.
Yeah.
Pretty much a strict.
And we went pretty hard on keto. We even were testing our pee with the strips.
Yeah. And making sure we're in ketosis.
And we lost 25 pounds on keto.
Yeah. 20 pounds ish. And then we really got serious and ended up, I started going to the gym regularly.
Yeah.
And we cut out pretty much all carbs and sugars. And then we went to high protein. We switched to high protein.
Yeah,
and that's really when I got serious.
We basically went to the carnivore diet before the carnivore diet was a thing.
Yeah, we did a lot of protein shakes.
And we went into a major calorie deficit. Yeah. A major calorie deficit.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit. And then we kind of fell off the rails
Everybody started eating DoorDash.
Yeah.
Everything
was closed down and we had nothing else to do but to eat.
I know. All junk. It was so, we didn't have many options. So we did start out.
And
there was nothing to do at all.
Yeah.
So then we decided to turn it into an actual, it was became our COVID project.
When we gained the 28, 25 pounds back that we just lost and worked our ass off. Then it's all right, what the hell? And so that's when we're all right, let's buckle down. And that's when we
determined to lose 50 pounds for her wedding.
Yeah. And you had
that was in May.
And you had a year to do it, which wasn't a crazy amount of time. It was definitely doable.
It was doable, for sure. I just lost 20. And not easily, but just had done 20. I was in a year, I could do 30 more.
Yeah.
So 50 was our goal. Long story short, we ended up losing 75 before her wedding. And at that point, I had finally gotten into a pretty regular gym routine and did cardio. And we went to pretty much all protein.
Yeah.
That was it. That was everybody's protein, asked us how we did
and
it.
And a few vegetables. A few vegetables.
Very few. Protein was our main. Lots of meats and cheeses as well, and protein, a lot of protein shakes.
We basically went to carnivore before carnivore was a thing.
Yeah, we cut out all sugars, pretty much all carbs, or as much as we possibly could, and our calories. Definitely in calorie deficit.
I learned that cardio. It's okay. I got
portion control.
I got used to being hungry.
Yeah.
But
your stomach like shrinks and you don't feel as hungry.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how that happens.
But then you start eating more often, and then we learned that you actually are better off snacking throughout the day.
Yeah.
Turns out you actually should not be starving, you should not be hungry, you should be eating all day long to the point where you feel full just all of the time. And it should be packed full of good stuff in those little
snacks.
You're not eating empty calories.
But we're eating our snacks were protein or a protein That's shake or, you know. Yeah. Unsalted almonds.
Bunch of tiny meals and portion control and was huge. Portion control was like our biggest thing. And also it's okay to throw food away. It's okay to not clean your plate.
Yeah.
And that was huge. That was a really hard one too.
Yeah, it really was.
For sure. Because I was always, you know, you were always taught to clean
your plate. Don't waste food.
Don't waste food. And, you know, we've been through some hard times with food wise. So I've always been like worried about food and, you know, I always had a weird attachment to making sure we have enough food. So it was hard to retrain your brain and learn it's okay to get up, put fork down.
We showed up to the wedding and we got all the compliments at the wedding.
Well, they hadn't seen me for.
Yeah. Well, that was the motivation. They saw us chunky. Yeah.
That was the whole purpose.
And then we showed up.
I hadn't seen them in 10 years, 5 years. It was a really long time before I seen, and most of them it was more than that. But yeah, it was kind of a motivation to want to show up, and there's a whole backstory, a whole personal reasons, and lots of things. But there was the whole main thing was to just show up.
Yeah, and good. We did
to show up good, and we lost 75 pounds before the wedding, and then at that point it pretty much was our whole lifestyle was changed, and we were in a habit, good habits, and we were losing weight really well and easily, and I was in a good gym routine, and he hates the gym. He despises it.
Still hate it.
He's been like...
You'd be able to drag me a couple times, but...
I hate cardio, but I do love the gym. I love lifting.
Like, I know I need to go to the gym, but...
I force myself to do cardio, but I do love lifting weights. I do love the by-myself part and the therapeutic quietness. I don't get to be alone very often, so it's a nice little break, and I learned to love it, and I need to get back.
But then we lost another like 50 pounds after that.
And then we kept going with it, and we were pretty strict. We were very strict. We were very portion control, very protein, high protein, and like no sugar. That we cut out pretty much all sugars, everything, sugar, everything. And then we counted calories for the most part, and we ended up losing 130 pounds each, roughly.
Yeah, roughly.
Somehow we both lost the same amount.
Exactly the same amount. I lost mine quicker than yours. And then I started gaining a little bit back when you hit your smallest.
Yeah, we lost at different times, but we both ended up.
Because I got down to like 175 pounds at one point.
It was 130.
Like, it was crazy.
Never in my life. I've always, my whole life, we were saying like, about struggling with dieting and stuff. I have been chubby my whole life. I never went through a high school like skinny phase. I never got to be skinny. I have been consistently morbidly obese since I was 3, 4. You know what I mean? Like I've been since elementary school. I've been overweight. I've been the chubby girl. I've had boobs since I was 10. I remember being mortified having like double D's when I was 10 years old. And I remember one time one of my friends walked into a locker room and all the girls were talking about how big my boobs were. And at 10 years old, like destroyed me, like absolutely mortified me. Like I was so sad, but I've always just been a big girl. I've been a really big girl. And I've just, you know, I've done the dieting and done the weight. It really had to be a mental thing for me.
It is. And that's what everybody always asks, like, how'd you do it? You know,
I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a way different to have somebody to not just not rely on, but like to rely on to keep you accountable and to, you know.
Well, I mean, we didn't have to sit there and watch the other one, like, still eating
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Shit.
We threw out all of our shit. We, you know, only went shopping around our diets. We, you know, our kids, obviously, we didn't keep them to the deficit. We didn't keep them, like,
I still remember making them,
diet.
Like...
We had to do separate meals and stuff. But for the most part, like, we ate together.
We just added the carbs with their meals.
Yeah. They got the starches.
They still got the starch, like the mashed potatoes noodles and the macaroni and cheese and all
that. We planned our meals.
They still ate the same type of, like, meat and vegetables mm-hmm. that we ate. Or we just ate the meat and vegetable.
Because it was, like, our whole family needed it. Yeah. Our whole family needed high protein, you know, adds and proteins and some healthy fats, some good stuff into our diets. We definitely were eating way too many processed foods and salt, you know, sodium was killing us all and sugar was killing us all. And so it was good for them too. It was good there because, you know, they're going to have, unfortunately, their parents are fluffier. And so they're going to have to be conscious for the rest of their lives, you know, about their weight. Unfortunately, our whole family kind of passing that down to the next one, and you're welcome, children. So, it's good though, because I was never taught how to eat, you know, well, how to make better, I always say make good decisions, and I like to teach, we taught
our
kids how to make better decisions.
It's about having a healthy relationship with food.
Yeah, not dieting.
And that was the hardest part with me, is because
I have emotional attachment.
I had
an addiction.
I still do. I had to break up with food emotionally.
I mourned it. I remember crying. Remember, I cried because I thought we'd never get to go out to another restaurant ever again. Like, I went through a whole grieving process of, like, I don't want to ever. Because, like, most of our relationship, we've traveled for food. A lot of our memories were food. I have a really big addiction. Yeah, I've been struggling my whole life with addiction to food, and it does have emotional attachment to it, and it is like you go through the grieving process of giving up your favorite things. Like, you can never have them again until we learn it's all about moderation. You cannot realistically never eat Oreos again.
So, kind of going off of that, we lost a shit ton of weight. Naturally, our confidence, like, skyrocketed, and because we're sizes that we had never been in our entire life, we went out, we on shopping spree, buying all the clothes, like, because I could wear things I had never wore before and actually look good.
I only could shop at Torrid or the old lady department stores.
Yeah, we were going to we were going to the skinny people stores.
Yeah, we were going to real, like, regular stores.
Yeah, like Express.
I didn't have to go into Express was like a new place I never had explored before. And yeah, there's a new whole bunch of new worlds when you're smaller.
We could go into like H&M and all of these.
Forever 21. And get cheap clothes, and you could, you know, $5, $10, because they're I would go into Torrid and like a pair of my pants was $80. Like a pair of pants for me. Or a shirt was like $50-some.
Yeah.
Like, you know, bigger sizes, it costs more if you want quality. And it was a few years ago. Now I love seeing the size inclusivity and all the stuff is like you're starting to see all the bigger,
sizes
everywhere.
I had a suit made.
Yeah. Starting to see that. But I mean, even a few years ago, we weren't seeing like the bigger mannequins and we weren't seeing the plus size options like you are now. I love seeing it. I do, but it's hard when you grow up your whole entire life and you just want to put on the cute stuff and you want to wear the cute stuff. I've just never got to experience it. And I thought, honestly, like naively, I thought that you believe that if you're skinny, everything's going to be good. Everything's going to be great.
But tell me how that's not true.
It's not true at all.
It's not. Because it wasn't true for me either. No. Oh, yeah. I was more confident. I liked my body better.
Well, going back on what you were saying, when we moved here and we were pretty much at our smallest I've ever been in my entire life, we found this lifestyle. And that's really where, like, the confidence, that you do get confidence with losing that amount of weight.
Oh, absolutely.
And I had never, like I said, I was never skinny. I've never been thin. I've never been a normal societal, you know, normal sized. I've always been in plus size person. And so this time I was like, there was options of lingerie, there was options of like smaller sized.
That side of it, and then I think we were getting attention we never got before from other people, other than from us, you know. And that was a huge like dopamine.
Yeah, like we were that hot couple in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we got our
name, Georgia couple,
is because we would, friends that we had met, be like, oh, we were out just talking to someone. They're asking who that hot couple was.
We didn't name ourselves. People named us.
So
it was this rush of, everyone wanted to talk to you. You were, you know, you fit in. You looked like you fit in. You looked normal. You looked like normal compared to what you, before we stood out, we were big people. Yeah. We stood out in the room. Everybody, you know, was, we took up a lot of space, and now we couldn't blend in with the group of people. And I honestly wonder if we would be in the lifestyle or not.
So.
And I don't think that we would either.
I wouldn't have the confidence.
I don't think I would have had the confidence. And then.
I always tell people, like, it's not what you look like. It's
how you feel you look like. But I didn't feel like
it. But I didn't feel like I looked like. No. And I understand how larger people, like, are reluctant in getting into the lifestyle and having issues with it because you don't have the confidence. And when you don't have that confidence, you don't attract the people you're wanting to attract.
Turns out we thought that it would give us sort of self-worth and it would make it automatically make the world all sunshines and rainbows. But turns out you have to put that work into it. And confidence is all a state of mind. It's not how you look. It's not how you feel.
Yeah, it's
or not how you look. It's all how you feel. And it's all how you perceive yourself.
I hear this a lot with people that are losing weight or like through a health journey is, and I am guilty of, I was so fixated on a number.
Numbers,
Like, I remember going down, like, every Friday and jumping on the scale once a week at the same time every week and see how much weight I lost for that week. And then coming down, and, like, I had an app to track it, my everything.
How you feel in clothes and how you feel in your outfits, that's way more important than the number. It has nothing to do with the number.
So we talk about how we got this huge confidence boost and everything. But also, I know I felt this way. I know you were feeling a certain sort of way about how your body was, how your new body looked.
Yeah, we thought that if we lost the weight, we got to a certain number, we got, you know, to a goal weight, that you could be able to walk in, put on the lingerie, and just own the place. Turns out that actually was, it's actually the opposite. Turns out I actually started not liking this body more than I didn't like the other body. And it never fixed anything. I just found ways to pick apart my body in new ways because it was the loose skin now. And it was the veins. You could see the varicose veins better. And you could, you know, it was like the stretch marks and the boobs. I lost my boobs. I lost my ass. Everything became, you know, deflated. My face, everything. And I just turned it into, instead of like, I'm too chunky or I have this much on here, you know, I don't like extra weight on this body part or whatever, it became the opposite. And so, it turned out it was a definite huge eye opener that it has nothing to do with how much space you take up. Has nothing to do with a number that you weigh and what it says on the scale. It was all, it's all in your head. It's all a mental.
Yeah, because I remember, because even when I was at my smallest, I remember like I had like the, you know, skin, like on my stomach, the loose skin from, you know, and then I had, you know, this or that.
The neck skin started loosening. Like there's just different things that
I started to see wrinkles that weren't there because my skin wasn't stretched out.
Yeah. You don't have like the plumpiness in your face. Your face changes and everything just changes, period. And I was slapped in the face with a whole new body.
And on top of that, at the same time we were dealing with this, we were finding this new lifestyle where there's plastic surgery.
90% of people have
everywhere.
Something enhanced, something.
So, you know, you were self-conscious about
my boobs were huge. I refused to show my boobs even in, I did content where we would just like have our boobs out with like other content creators that I'm really good friends with. And that I know very well now, but I would stand there and I would leave whenever they did butt pictures or boob pictures because I refused to be up there because I'm like, I don't have those.
Yeah.
That's what I would say every time. I would be like, I don't have those. And so I'd stand on the side. Every single video, if you've seen the behind the scenes, like I'm standing over to the side and I'm not in any of those. It's because I was so self-conscious about not having boobs, not having like implants. And I had posted a story on Instagram the other day, and it was kind of like, what are your biggest insecurities? What, you know, what about your body are you most self-conscious? And the amount of women that said loose skin and my boobs, I don't have implants. I don't have a BBL. I don't have, and it like, it breaks my heart. Cause like now that I've been through this whole journey and it's been 5 years now, I understand. And I get it that it is 100% how you feel about yourself. Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Fixin has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
Yeah.
And it's why loving your body throughout that whole entire up and down.
Why I see, you see it on the social media platforms where it's like people against enhancements or modifications and all natural, want to be all natural, this and that. And honestly, it's just how you feel about yourself. If it makes you feel good about yourself,
I'm here for it. If you want to go have your whole entire body replaced and have a whole new body put on you, and that's what makes you inside the happiest person and the most content with, it's your life, it's your body. You're the one who has to live in it. I am fully support that. But I hate when you are, you just don't, you know, whatever you do choose to, there shouldn't be hate on either side of that.
No.
Whether you choose to stay natural or you choose to be yourself.
Like when we've talked this about, because you've talked about how you want to get, you know.
Oh, I want it all. Yeah. I would love to have
but
it all.
But also it's not, but I would just, my whole thing has been is I want you to want it for you, not to look like this person or that person or for me or anything. I want you to do it to make yourself feel better.
That's the key.
And that's what we've talked about. That's all I'm trying to make sure that you, if you want it, let's do it.
Yeah.
But also I want you to make sure it's for you and not for everyone else.
Unfortunately, I'm too scared, so I'll never get it done. And I have a lot of health problems. And every time I have surgery, I just about die. So I have not yet been able to justify just an elective surgery to just get something that I don't necessarily need, and then dying because I have children. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. People just assume that you don't have the money or you don't, you know, there's this reason or that reason, you know, and it doesn't matter what your reason is. Like, whatever makes you the most happiest. And right now, that's...
Yeah, you definitely had some back reactions to anesthesia.
Yeah, I don't do well with anesthesia. I don't do well with surgery. So I just haven't really been able to justify trying to risk it yet.
Yeah.
Don't want to risk it yet. I'm not there yet, but maybe, you know, and that's the goal, you know? Maybe one day I'll get the nerve and maybe one day I'll be cleared and maybe one day I'll want to be in a space that I will get, because I do want... I need, you know, anything else that I do is other than like what I've been doing for the last 5 years, skin and muscle repair. And just, I've had 4 kids. I've lost 130 pounds. I've been through some things. But the only thing that's going to fix any of it is surgery. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Going off of the back of that, what have you done with your new body to make you more comfortable in your new skin?
It's all fake it till you feel it has been a huge one that's kept me. We've said that how many times?
We always say it a lot.
That's one of our other phrases. Fake it till you feel it. You aren't going to always feel 100% great about your body. It's really honestly been the hardest journey that I've ever taken, is learning to try and love my body more. And I feel like I've come very, very far and I'm getting there. But it's a every single day conscious journey to remind just... There are going to be a lot of days where you just don't feel, compare yourself to everybody else.
I feel that.
Comparing myself.
Especially like in a club setting, naked.
In the swing.
And as a guy, and we lost a shit ton of weight, but I still have very much a dad bod. And then I'm surrounded by guys that lift weights 4 hours a day and are, and good for them. but they look amazing. But also, like, and that was the whole confidence.
It's hard not to compare yourself with every other person.
And that's where I went was, well, you know, why would any woman want to be with me when at this, you know,
I feel the same
guy that looks like a model.
Yeah. You have all these women with ginormous boobs and, you know, BBLs are big right now. So they have big old asses, big old boobs. Everybody's got tiny Tommy Tuck waists and Botox and extensions and the
but
it's hard not
to. That's all just, is you're not alone in the whole thing. Is
very similar.
A lot of people talk about the guy side of it. Yeah. We hear a lot about the women's side of, you know, BBLs, tummy tucks, boob jobs.
It's just hard in general not to compare yourself to.
All these nip and tuck that.
Yeah.
But men have the same thing where it's in, you know, muscular, like super chiseled, you know, men and this, that. And like I said, in the same situation where like you put the work in, it makes you feel good. I'm here for it. But I dealt with the personal.
And that was like
where am I going to fit in this space?
Yeah.
And so I had to
meet people. Like, meet people, well, honestly, is what did it.
And I think what really helped us both is, we did that. We talked to people, and our personalities
took
over. We gained confidence as we met these people. Like, oh, they are, like, attractive.
Well, the thing is, once you start meeting people and you start talking to these people, they might look the perfect bodies and have all the things, but a huge chunk of them, it turns out a lot of our friends were also, like, bigger and went on a health journey and lost a ton of weight and then went to the gym and then got, you know, into that and then just went a different route. And turns out a lot of people, and most of those people that look perfect and have the chiseled bodies, those people more than anyone else are the people who are so self-conscious.
They are.
And they're just as worried about their
bodies. I remember having a conversation with one of our friends, and at that time, he was...
Yeah, one of our close friends.
Built.
He's
gorgeous. And I remember joking around with him. And I said, I couldn't have your body. And he's, what are you talking about? I said, I couldn't. He's, what do you mean? I'm like, I would be a trash person. I'd be just like, I'd be so cocky that like, I'd be just, no one would be able to handle me. Like, I'd be so arrogant. Like, it'd be annoying. And everyone would hate me. Everybody would hate me. But, and he's looked at me, kind of laughed. He's like, so why do you have more confidence than me? I'm like, I don't know.
It's all in your head.
He's like, because I watch you. He's like, I watch you at the club or at Secrets or wherever. And you're around, you're talking to girls, you're, you know, dancing, having a great time. He's like, and I can't do any of that. And I really didn't have an answer for him except for it's just, you know, you just fake it till you feel it.
That's been our motto.
Yeah, because I don't feel it a lot of times, but you just gotta put your head up and...
It's a never-ending struggle. Yeah. There are days when I wake up and I'm like, yeah, you're hot, bitch. You got this. But most of the rest of the days, I don't understand.
Well, a lot of times I...
What I'm thinking.
If I'm not feeling my body, I compensate with how I dress. Like,
yeah,
I'll put on...
I was going to say, some tips for confidence and feeling better about yourself is dress to impress has been a really good, useful thing. If you feel good about what you're wearing, that helps you feel better about your body. And
absolutely,
you see yourself and your body better.
Absolutely.
It's a mental. This is a whole... We always said our entire weight loss journey has been a mental game. 95% of it has been mental. And we've always said that. It was very little diet. And
say, our whole 90% mental wellness journey period has been mental. Like, even when it comes to losing weight, everybody on earth knows how to lose weight.
Yeah, everybody knows how to
do it. It's the simplest thing you would ever do, but is yet the hardest thing we have ever done.
Yeah.
Because it is a fight against your own brain.
Everyone knows how to do it.
Yeah, everybody knows how to do it. But it's the hardest thing we ever did.
So hard doing it.
So I think it's, that just shows how everyone struggles with
something. everyone
self-image. I think that's standard. Where the community really comes into play. It's because I see it all the time. We build each other up.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's one thing for when I tell you you're beautiful, you look amazing, you're hot, you're sexy. But it hits different when a complete stranger tells you, you're so beautiful, you're hot, you're sexy. Oh my God, like, where'd you get that? It hits different because you hear it from me all the time. And it, almost since we've been married for so long, like you say, you've said it, like, you have to say that. And I don't. Yeah. But I say it, and so it doesn't hit in the same way as a complete stranger. So the community really builds everybody else up. Yeah. When somebody's feeling down, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscription. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today. Once I learned that as we navigated the lifestyle, I started out at first and I was so self-conscious about my assets and all the things and that everybody else had that I didn't. And I was at my tiniest, so I was navigating that because I had other side of it. I was like too small and I started figuring that out. And then our bodies got comfortable and it was just hard to sustain. It's very hard to sustain at the level that we were sustaining.
Oh, yeah.
We did for two solid years, pretty hardcore. And we couldn't maintain that. And so we eventually started getting more lax and introducing more, you know, carbs and sugars back into. And it is a very easy habit to get back to exactly. You know exactly what you're doing wrong. You know exactly what to not do. And you still go back to exactly the way that it was. And that's kind of where we're at right now. That's kind of where our current journey is. I've since gained about 30 pounds back. So I'm still at 100 pounds loss.
We're about the same.
Yeah, we're again still navigating about the same. And I'm struggling to like not be hard on myself for gaining 30 pounds back. Cause like in the huge scheme of things, I would have been perfectly happy with 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Period.
We never expected to lose that much weight. Like you said, our goal was to lose 50 pounds and then our stretch goal was 75.
That was just to see if
we almost doubled that.
I know. What blows my mind. But it becomes an addiction.
It does.
And you start seeing that number go down and it becomes like a game that you play in.
Part of it, and people other going through like a health journey, I think it's almost because we were addicted to food. Mm-hmm. It's like addiction replacement.
Yeah, we're foodies.
We just mentally just stopped. Like, instead of being addicted to food, we were addicted to this lifestyle, this number.
It became.
And like this journey of, well, how much weight can I lose?
Yeah, it was not the most healthy thing.
And then we got to the point where like our bodies wouldn't lose anymore.
Yeah, kind of just explains our
journey. And okay, this is where I am. Yeah. And then we started getting comfortable. That at that point, we found swinging. And so we were going out more. We were eating out more. We weren't
making the empty calories.
We were drinking more because we stopped drinking completely for like a year and a half.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah.
And we started drinking and sodas.
We're not drinkers. We've never have been in our whole marriage. We would have like one
when you go out to eat. I was getting a sweet tea or a soda. Yeah. You're getting a soda, you know, or we're getting a cocktail, which isn't any better.
Got hard. I was hardcore addicted to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I still am hardcore addicted to Dr. Pepper. That's like the biggest nemesis.
Like, oh, it was just something where we gained a little bit back.
Yeah. And then it's easy, like we were saying, it's easy to get back into old habits. And again, I have to be mentally ready and mentally checked in to quit things and stop doing things. And so this past year has been a lot of navigating that and getting back into the gym and making better decisions. And we're kind of trying to balance between living our life and still being the foodies that we are and enjoying good food. And he went to culinary school. He is, he loves
cooking. I like to cook.
He's a chef. He cooks. Like, he does, and his best meals are always the highest carbs and the highest sodium and the highest of sugars and the highest of all the things. So it's been hard to try to navigate that and traveling and kids and life and everything, and trying to, moderation has been learning how to, live with moderation and enjoy stuff and learning how to let yourself.
I think that's our new journey. Our newest journey is actually moderation, because we didn't have moderation. No. When we lost weight, we didn't have moderation.
We cut
everything out.
Yeah. And we mourned it.
It's not sustainable. Like, we couldn't.
But I struggle with binge eating and eating disorder.
And then we started going out and having a good time. And then I think now it's for finding that. We got to find that happy medium.
Yeah, this past year and a half or so, we've been really trying to learn how to allow us, when we go out and we have these event weekends and stuff, we do let ourselves eat the pizza and have all the carbs and sugars and all the things. And then, we eat a good vegetable, a good protein when we get home, and just learning how to make just better decisions. I keep saying that. It's not about a number. It's not about a number. Just try and make better decisions. Drink more water. Eat, just be conscious. Put the fork down in between bites and just be aware of what you're putting into your body and learning how to get back to that. Because I felt amazing. I felt at my best when I was actively in the gym and eating well and everything. I did feel better. I felt good about myself, and I felt better. So getting back to more of that, and getting my butt back in gear and getting back into the gym. It's the hard part. And then winter's coming, sad season's coming. It's going to be a struggle. So April's like my newest goal is April. And that's kind of what we're shooting for, since we have secrets coming up and bathing suit season.
Yeah, we've talked about that one.
The last two secrets I have finally, in the lifestyle general, I just don't care what people think about
Which
my body anymore.
Shows,
finally.
And here's,
I'm getting there.
I love watching you just let go.
Especially secrets. I feel the most
When
you first walk into, with our lifestyle journey, when we first walked in, it was content creation. We walked straight into content creation swinging. And so a lot of the parties were smaller, full of the most beautiful men and women, gorgeous. And as we've navigated these last 3 years, we've met people. And like you were saying earlier, the more you get to meet people, the more you realize you're all struggling. No one thinks, I'm 110% perfect. And I am, a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Every single person has normal bodies. Every person's dealing with one, stretch marks or something that they're self-conscious about, or their nose or their chin or whatever.
Yeah, everybody has a something.
There's something that you're going to be able to pick apart from yourself and from others. And you just got to stop caring what everyone else thinks about your body. It doesn't matter what they think about your body. It doesn't matter what they think about your fupa or whatever it is that you're having struggles with. And now I've gotten to the point where at Secrets, the last two times I have been naked at times and I've been topless.
Yeah,
I was
topless.
Walking around in a thong with no top on last time.
I love watching it.
Giving a shit what people
I
think
love
about my
it.
Stuff and
love watching it.
Yeah, I have HS and I have a lot of issues there, and a lot of that's where I'm 100% most self-conscious about is my HS, my scarring and stuff. And so there's nothing I can do about it. It's my body. I have the skin disease. I have these veins. I have these health issues, and it is what it is. And I can't have surgery. And also, you either embrace it or you just hide around in a, wear a paper sack and sit in the corner for ever.
Yeah.
Just be sad and hate yourself. Or you can just stop caring what everyone else thinks about you and take the top off and own what it is you do have. And it's your body. Be proud of it and be happy that you can be there at all. And you're breathing and living and
living your best life
your best life. And just be happy that
I get that.
That you have a body to do it.
I mean, yeah.
That's what keeps me going.
I don't get naked very often in public, but Secrets is a place that you might see me naked.
Yeah. The atmosphere is good. The people around her. You see all the normal bodies. You see so many normal, regular, everyday, average bodies. And it's not all content creator and, the perfect little zipped and tucked and perfectly snipped, bodies. There is majority of the people in the lifestyle are just normal, regular, average, everyday bodies, and it's not always as you first see it. Once right. you start actually meeting people and you start exploring the different communities and different places, it's the majority of people are everyday yep. average normal people. So if you're looking at a lifestyle, and I know, like, if you're thinking you can't be in the lifestyle because you're not beautiful or perfect and amazing, I promise you, for one, you're beautiful. I promise that. I don't care who you are or what you look like, you're beautiful. And for two, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's all how you feel. It's all how you carry yourself. It's all how you believe that you look. And that's yeah. what everyone else will see, I promise you.
Well, and I've met women that are absolutely beautiful on the outside, but are trash people.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I can go the other way, you know. Yeah.
Run away from them. But
same with men.
And then you find somebody that is mm-hmm. still beautiful, but not the super
societal norm.
And I'm way more attracted to those people than I am.
It's all about your personality yeah. and who you are as a person and passion and what you're, you know, passionate about and what you love and just you.
Yeah. And I personally, I might be a weird one, but I personally think somebody's imperfections are sexy.
Yeah. It turns out most people are attracted to things that are the quirks that you think are weird or the things that aren't perfect or tucked or perfect. Those are the things people actually end up liking more about you. I learned about the eyebrows now is like a huge thing, which is cool for the girls with little tummies. The eyebrows are like trending right now, which I do love. I like that. And people are starting to just embrace these little imperfections. And there's no such thing as perfect. And that we keep all aiming towards this perfection that
we're already there.
Unattainable, that doesn't exist. And we're already there. And you're beautiful and wonderful. And as long as you believe that in your soul, and as long as you believe that you're 10, everyone's going to see you. Like it turns out.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good spot to wrap it up.
I know, they went fast. That was quick. That's all I got to say about that for now. That's all I got to say about that.
But coming up,
we have a new event.
Yeah, we got New Year's Eve in Atlanta with Pineapples After Dark.
Yes. This episode, the details possibly be coming out in time. We're not sure. Sometime in this week. So sometime in this week, stay tuned for all the socials, Instagram. Especially look at my stories, and I will be sure as soon as I find out the information, everything's kind of being wrapped up and contracts are being signed and everything is kind of being, you know, finished up. And then we were going to find out all the information about that any moment. We're just waiting on the permission to drop all the information and the tickets and stuff being on sale. But
where it's at,
it's in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, it's in the Atlanta.
And it's with Pineapples After Dark, and that's where we will be.
That's what we will be.
That's where we will be.
And we'll have a link eventually.
And we'll have times, information, more details coming up soon. But
it's
definitely
fresh. It's new. It's fresh.
Definitely stay tuned. If you are looking and you're in this southeastern USA area and you're looking for a good group of human beings to hang out with and to explore with and a good vibe, a good party, a good, you know, just a good group of people.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Such a good group of people. Yeah. If you're in that area or not and you want to travel this area, we're going to be there New Year's Eve. So definitely recommend coming out and checking that party out. And then we got Secrets. It's in April, but it is sold out. We tried to tell everybody.
Yeah,
we tried to get all of our friends there. All of our friends were coming this time, and we finally got an entire huge group of people to come.
No, this week.
One couple got tickets. One couple got
it. Yeah, we got one couple
got it. The rest are all...
because they listened.
Yeah, of course.
No one listens to us.
That it was going to sell out so fast. We told them it was going to sell out quickly. But if you are... there is a wait list. So if you want to get in on the wait list, DM us or email us. Get a hold of us, and we can get you all that information for the wait list. And I'm sure there will be cancellations. It's 6 months from now.
Rooms will open up, but...
That's why when we tell you, you jump on it. But yeah, that's what we've got going on. It's winter season. Fed season is coming. So we don't have very much swinger stuff going on right now. But winter is when we tend to spontaneously explore.
We do.
We end up spontaneously deciding we're going on things. And now, like the last two weekends, like we've had friends in our neck of the woods. We've went to parties locally with them. And we're staying closer to home. Winter, we do that.
We do.
We stay close to home, and
we do a lot of.
I want to get some health stuff taken care of.
And
I've got a few health procedures that I would like to get taken care of, and some surgeries that I have to do. I have no choice with this summer, winter. I want to kind of do.
Yeah,
Well, it's cold and sad season, so I guess.
Might as well take care of our bodies. But, jeez.
Oh, we got to get ready for New Year's Eve. Got to be good for that.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. That's going to be so much fun. I'm so glad you get to come. It's like a Tuesday. So
yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be good. We got lucky this year. And yeah, that's about all we got to say about that. Come join us back again on Wednesday, every Wednesday on Hot Couple Chronicles. Make sure that you're liking, sharing, reviewing, giving us all the feedback. We love hearing from you. Anything that you want to know more about and you want to hear more about, make sure that you DM us, email us. We have links on all of our things and below, and that will give you all the information on how to reach us and any topics that you would like to talk more about, any questions that you might have, and make sure you're liking, getting all our podcasts out there, sharing it and following and doing all the things, because we are a baby podcast. We're brand new and we want all of our friends to know about it and all of your friends to know about it. And yeah, well, we'll see you here next Wednesday on the Hot Couple Chronicles.
It's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.